And now, the rest of the story. Every winter, sure as anything, little Jimmy Cleveland would come down with a devil's cold. At least that's what they called it back then. Today, the diagnosis would probably be pneumonia, chronic pneumonia. For once a year, young Jim would start coughing and become deathly ill, and the illness would last for many weeks. He was a frail boy to begin with, pathetically thin, feeble, vulnerable to malady. And so it was with particular dread that he watched his dad stand in the open doorway each autumn to gaze north at the approaching winter skies, because that meant only one thing to Jim. A devil's cold was not far behind. One of those winters, shortly after Jim's sixth birthday, his recurring pneumonia was attended by something else, a bump on his left leg. His mother saw it one night as she was tucking the boy into bed. "Did it hurt?" she asked. Jim shook his head. "It just keeps getting bigger," he answered. Well, after a few weeks more, the bump was too big to ignore, and it started hurting, and it caused the youngster to limp a little, and then a lot, until at last the boy could hardly walk. Well, Jim's parents were really worried now. There was no doctor for miles around. Even if there had been, Dad could not have afforded a doctor's services. But something had to be done. The growing, crippling lump would have to be removed. Mother herself would operate. One night at dinner, she put a little hard cider into Jim's drinking water. And later the kitchen table was cleared, and Mother took Jim gently by the shoulders. She said, "This is going to hurt, but your mama has to do it." She boiled the knife and lifted her small, frail child onto the kitchen table and made the first incision. And it was then that Jim discovered the meaning of pain. So much pain that at first he could not even cry out. And when he began crying, Dad and Brother Sylvester held him down. Just a little longer, Dad would say, but 5 minutes was as many eternities. And when the awful experience was over, Jim hugged his mother as never before. And then he looked down and saw the pool of his own blood on the kitchen floor. Through a flood of tears, he vowed never to walk on that spot as long as he lived in that house. And he never did. Well, the mysterious lump was not to return. But something came in its place. A remarkable endurance of pain. After that kitchen table surgery, nothing seemed to hurt Jim much. He noticed it after the family moved to Cleveland, Ohio, and he enrolled in school there, and he went out for track. At first, Jim's mother did not want her son to run. He was much too frail, she said, and might hurt himself. And yet in team practice, when the other boys had quit with leaden legs and burning lungs, Jim was always able to run one more lap or to push a little harder in the stretch. And from that incredible imperviousness to discomfort sprang greatness. These days, we may only guess as to what that lump was on Jim's leg, or whether it went away because of or in spite of Mother's operation, but in either case, and expressly according to his own words, it was the turning point in a young man's ability to cope with suffering. And if there's anything a speedster in track has to be able to endure, it is pain. And that pain transformed a spindly pair of legs into the unstoppable human pistons of James Cleveland Owens. J.C. Owens? Jesse Owens? Jesse Owens. And now you know the rest of the story.